Hey, everybody, it's Dan. And I'll bet this episode sounds a bit different. That's because I'm recording this on my phone outside at the Village Green. That's the big park in town, and it's where we have our annual Grace Harbor Christmas tree lighting. We've got the big tree in the center of the field, and then all the games and booths and activities are spread out around it. There's a small stage where the Christmas carolers will sing and where they will flip the switch to turn the tree lights on. The event officially kicks off in about 30 minutes, but I snuck off to the side to be sure we get our time together tonight before it gets too crazy. As we were driving over, I asked my daughter what she liked about the Christmas party, and she said, drinking hot chocolate and eating a bunch of cookies. That is exactly what I thought she would say. But then she said, I also really, really like helping to give out the cookies. I know how happy I feel when I eat a cookie. And so when I give someone a cookie, I'm also giving them that feeling. I was so proud of that answer because it shows me that she understands why we do the cookie booth. Giving away the cookies is a way of practicing gratitude as a church family. It's a really tasty way to say, thank you for being our neighbors. We hope this cookie makes you feel loved. And that's an example of how we can take gratitude to the next level. It's great to be grateful, you know, to recognize and think about the good things in life. It's also great, as we've done each night this week, to say thank you to God for those blessings. But especially if the thing you're grateful for is a person, it's extra special to share your gratitude with them. In fact, I've got an idea about how we can regularly share our gratitude that I want to share with you next week. I think it's going to make it a lot of fun. Okay, I need to head back over to the cookie booth, but before I go, I want to give you a chance to name something you're grateful for tonight. This morning, we could pick anything, but since we're winding down for the day, why don't you try to pick something or someone from your day today? Was there anything good that happened? Was there anyone who made you feel special? Did you do anything today where you're like, man, I am so glad that happened? Go ahead and share it with your family. And if you started a gratitude list this morning, you can add these things to it. If you need more time, you can pause this podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Wow, so we started our day with gratitude and we're ending our day with gratitude. It's like we wrapped our whole day in a big, thankful hug. That makes my heart feel good. How about yours? Oh, and look at that. The snow flurries are starting right on time. Let's say a prayer. And though you can't be here at the party with us in person, maybe your dreams will be filled with snowflakes and cookies and the most beautiful Christmas trees you can imagine. If you want to, you can close your eyes or fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. We thank you that every day has things we can say thank you for. Help us to turn on our hearts so that we can see and appreciate all the good things going on around us. We pray that you would give us a good night's sleep so that we can wake up tomorrow rested and refreshed and ready to be more like the people you made us to be. Amen. All right. Good night, Grace Harbor. I'll talk to you in the morning.